Hi everyone, this is Sarah Cinto from WVIA News. I read 20 books in 2024. That doesn't seem like a lot, but compared to just 4 years ago when I was lamenting that I never read for enjoyment anymore, it's huge. What got me out of a years-long reading slump was a friend pushing a book she loved into my hands and saying, "You need to read this." She neglected to mention that the book I needed to read would send me deep down the rabbit hole of a 15-book fantasy series, but that was a great thing in the end. Welcome to Bookmarks, where your friends in the community have a chance to slam a book down in front of you and say, "You need to read this." Twice a month, I'll compile a list of recommendations from your friends, neighbors, fellow WVIA listeners, and even some WVIA staff, with a few recommendations of my own. To start us off, I asked a few avid readers to talk about their favorite read of 2024. Let the 2025 to-be-read pile start now.
That's Sarah Cinto, WVIA's host of Morning Edition and member of the terrific WVIA news team, introducing a special feature she produces titled Bookmarks for book lovers of all kinds. Tomorrow she'll post a fresh episode, and we're pleased to have a chance to introduce you to Bookmarks if you haven't discovered it yet. It makes sense that Sarah had an idea that would draw WVIA listeners together and build a book community of sorts among the larger WVIA listening community. Well, how so?
I've kind of always been writing, but the desire to pursue it and keep it up creatively started back in fourth grade, I think, actually. We were doing a unit on poetry, and I remember writing a poem about springtime, you know, as fourth graders do, and we had a project to take the stanzas and glue them onto a mobile, like a string with, you know, flowers on it, and then you put the stanza on the flower. And I remember when my fourth grade teacher hung that up from the ceiling, you know, along with everybody else's, I really felt like so proud of that. And I loved seeing my writing on display. And that was kind of like the bug.
You must have been a reader too.
Oh yeah, big time. Was always in the library trying to get the school challenges. There wasn't a Pizza Hut near me, so I couldn't do the Book It challenge, but was always doing those reading comprehension tests and trying to read as much as I possibly could, constantly books in rotation.
Anything particular, a particular genre, or are you just omnivorous?
Back then, I was very much omnivorous. I loved the... We didn't have a subscription to zoo books, but my school library had them, and I think I read every single one. But as far as fiction goes, once I got into that, there was really no going back. I would read fantasy, loved the Magic Treehouse books, A Series of Unfortunate Events, all of those YA and genre fiction that my generation in particular grew up on.
And when you went off to college then, tell us about your major and your minor. How did you work that out?
Yeah, so I went to King's and I was a professional writing major, which had two different tracks to it. And I stayed on the kind of creative writing track. So I was able to take a poetry workshop, a fiction workshop, and things like that. But what attracted me to that program when I was looking at colleges was the idea that, yes, you can write creatively and pursue this line of work and still immerse yourself in all of these great works and writers while still having a career. And that was what drew me into that program. And then I added on a mass communications minor when I started working at WRKC, our radio station. And so now here we are, both things combined, and there's really no going back at this point.
And you have enough to do as a reporter here. What made you say, "Yes, but there's this neat idea that I have"?
Yeah, so the idea for Bookmarks actually started out as just a story pitch. I had the idea to do a summer reading list and in a way to kind of engage with our community, which, as I'm sure you talk about often, we cover 22 counties. As a way to kind of engage with our community, I had the idea of reaching out to a librarian from each of our counties to give their summer reading suggestion, no matter the genre or age group, you know, whatever they think would fit on someone's beach read list. So I pitched that idea last summer, and when we came back to it, the idea became something a little bit bigger. It was like, this is really cool, this is a great idea, and this would be really fun, but we could do more. with it and kind of make it a thing to consistently reach out and engage the community and give people reading recommendations from their friends and their neighbors, not just librarians, you know, people who own bookstores, people who run book clubs, people who are just big time readers. And there's a lot of passion out in the community for reading and for stories. And one of the most fun things is to get a recommendation from your friend. And as I say in the first column that we did, that was kind of what put me back on a reading journey. Because it's hard when you graduate, you become an adult, you don't find a lot of time for reading for pleasure.
And so a trial balloon, right? You tried it to see if there would be a response and that you could keep a consistent flow. And?
Yeah, and it's been very consistent so far. So we started off with the idea of we'll do this every 2 weeks and we'll kick it off with our favorite books of 2024 because we launched in January. And the response that I've gotten from the community has been wonderful. I'm still reaching out to people, but we're to the point now where people are reaching out to me and saying, I want to make a recommendation. I heard this is the next genre that you're doing. I read this book recently that I really loved and I want to talk about it. And I love that. I love getting those unsolicited recommendations or hearing from people that I wouldn't have thought to reach out to myself.
Tell us then how it works. What do they do?
Yeah, it's really easy. So this week's theme, which is going to be publishing on Saturday, is Indigenous authors and stories. So all you do is just send me an email. And what I'll ask for is a selfie or a headshot that you don't mind using online. And then a quick 30-second to a minute long voice memo, something you can just record on your phone really quickly, introducing yourself, saying where you're from, or what your title is, if you have that, and the book that you recommend and why. So this happened last week. One of the people who made a recommendation was Tony Brooks, and he wasn't sure how to do a voice memo per se. So I called him and said, just gush about the book. And that's what he did. And that's all I'm really asking for. I just want to hear the stories and the books that are giving you that passion and that fire right now.
And then how do you produce a feature?
So the online version, you'll see, will go through each recommendation. So we'll have the headshot of the person, their recommendation typed out for anyone who is not able to listen. And then embedded in the story is their little audio clip, that voice note that you give me. And then I also produce a full package, which includes my intro, my recommendation for the theme of the week, and everybody's voice clips. So you get to hear all these different voices from all over the region talking about something that really excites them.
My name is Rachel Ballin, and I'm the Adult Services Coordinator at the Oosterhout Free Library. My favorite read of 2024 was The Keeper of Lost Things by Ruth Hogan, and here's why I think everyone should read it. It was an easy, enjoyable read that had elements of mystery, magic, and great character development. In this story, we meet Laura, who's a bit lost in life. She starts working for Anthony, who, as a way to grieve, starts collecting everyday objects that others have lost. When he passes away, Laura unexpectedly becomes the keeper of lost things. With new friends and a changed outlook on life, she tries to reunite the lost objects with their owners. This is ultimately a charming, feel-good story about new chapters in life, the meaning we attach to the things in our life, and how we are all connected and going through life together.
That's just a sample. Tell us a little bit about what you chose this week.
So for my book this week, I am going to be recommending The Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bouley. It is a YA novel that has a couple of follow-ups to it. I've yet to read the second book, but it's on my list for the summer. And it is actually a crime mystery story that takes place on an Indian reservation. And it is so well written. It has a great twist that I didn't see coming and that I immediately texted my best friend who had read the book before me about, like freaking out about it. And I would highly, highly recommend it to anybody.
And so we have a page on our website devoted to bookmarks?
Yes, we do. It's wvia.org. I think you have to put the /tags in there, /bookmarks. But if you just go up onto our main page and under news features, you'll find it right there.
And the frequency is now...
So right now we're doing every other Saturday. So our next genre, because it's going to be hitting on June 7th, June is Pride Month. So we are going to be looking for stories featuring LGBTQ plus characters and stories that illuminate the Pride movement.
Have you done one with local authors yet, or is that to come?
No, that's to come. I really want to do one with all local authors making their recommendations, and then they can promo their books a little bit as well. I did include one local author already in our Black History Month column. Amber Viola sent in a recommendation. She is a local author. She wrote about her time in the VA hospital. But what has struck me in doing this, I always knew NEPA had a very burgeoning author-writer scene because I've been involved with it for so long, but there are more things going on, more bookish things going on than I ever realized. And I know that's a benefit to the area. Angela Pace from the Scranton Silent Book Club, one of my other people who have given recommendations in the past, I ran into her recently and she was saying that she's so excited that there are more and more bookish things happening. We've got bookmarks going on. We've got Ceremonies by Lori is having a local author presentation this weekend. And we have Friendly Alien opening up in Scranton. Known Grove in Honesdale just moved into an expanded space. So there are a lot of things happening if you're a part of this writer community or this reader community.
Congratulations, because once you start something like this, then you have to follow through. Give the formal invitation to anybody who's listening.
Of course. So if you have a book that you loved and you want to talk about it, just send me an email at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. And the upcoming theme is always posted at the end of that day's article.
Sarah Cinto, WVIA's host of Morning Edition and member of the dedicated WVIA news team, speaking with us about Bookmarks, a biweekly feature with a new edition that will be posted tomorrow, Saturday, May 24th. You'll find Bookmarks on the WVIA website, wvia.org. Pull down the news menu and right there, under News Features, you'll find it. Also, Sarah welcomes your suggestions and comments. You just need to send her a contribution at sarahcinto@wvia.org. Sarah is S-A-R-A-H. Cinto is S-C-I-N-T-O. sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. Bookmarks, produced by WVIA's Sarah Cinto. You will find it on the WVIA website, wvia.org, and pull down the news menu. You'll see features, and it will be right in that column. Sarah encourages you to send her your suggestions and the books you're excited about, and her email address is sarahcinto@wvia.org, S-A-R-A-H-S-C-I-N-T-O, sarahcinto@wvia.org. Just put bookmarks in the subject line. Thanks, Sarah.